Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Jesus said, hallelujah. Could you not pray with me for 1 hour? And every Tuesday night we try to come faithfully. Amen, because we're two or more gathered in the name of Jesus. He said he'd be in the midst.
Yes.
So there's power in prayer, and we believe in the power of prayer. We believe in a prayer of faith. That means when we pray, we got to believe what we're asking for.
Yes.
Amen. Believe it by faith that it will happen and it will be done unto you. So we thank God for you on tonight,
yes.
All those who will call in,
thanks.
All those who will listen to the recording in the name of Jesus. Our God is an awesome God.
Yes.
Our God is an awesome God.
Yes.
So we count it a privilege to be able to pray to God. He said men ought always to pray.
Always.
And there's another command in the Bible. He says to pray without ceasing. That means don't stop praying. Daily, throughout the day, weekly, like we do every Tuesday night. This is considered corporate prayer, intercessory prayer. And we thank God. Amen. Pastor, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind,
yes.
Took the time to pray for me.
Yes.
I'm so glad they prayed.
Yes.
I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God because when I was a child and I was acting foolish, I had a praying mama.
Mm.
I had a praying mother. And I'm sure I was spared for some things because my mother, amen, knew Jesus and she prayed for her children. While we were out there. Amen. John chapter number 15, verse number 1. John chapter number 15, verse number 1. This is Jesus writing to his disciples before his departure. He's about to be crucified for our sins. But he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Verse 2 says, every branch in me that bears not fruit, he take away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word, which I have spoken. Verse 4 says, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me.
Yes, yes.
Jesus said, I am the vine and you are branches. He that abide in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit.
Much fruit.
Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. Much fruit.
Yes, yes.
But Pastor, he goes on to say, for without me, you can do nothing.
Nothing.
I'm going to jump down to verse 16. No, let's jump down to verse 12. This is my commandment. Jesus is speaking. I said this as we did a wedding on Saturday. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Yeah.
You are my friends. If you do whatsoever I command you, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you,
yes.
And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. And that's why we pray in the name of Jesus tonight. Jesus wrote it right here in John 15, 16. He said, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. If we pray according to the will of God, Jesus promised you and I that we will have what we ask of the Father. Pastor Rebecca preached a word on Sunday, looking at the life of Abraham and Lot. And as Lot separated from Abraham, God reminded Abraham of the promise that he told him initially. And some of us periodically need to be reminded of what God said to us a long time ago. Because life happens to us all. And sometimes we forget through the troubles, through circumstances, through trials and tests, we forget what God has promised us. And if we forget, sometimes we want to give up. But our job is not to give up on God, because God will not give up on us.
Amen.
But we're going to pray. But Pastor Rebecca told us Sunday, one of her points was to stay connected. Stay connected. Jesus said, abide in me. That means to remain. That means to stay. That means to reside. Don't move. She told us on Sunday, stay connected to God and stay connected to his church.
Yes, yes.
Have you ever realized how hard the enemy works to uproot you and I, uproot us, and to move us out of position? She told us how important it is to be planted.
Yes.
You will produce and you will bear fruit in the thing in which you are planted. He said, I'll purge you if you bear fruit. I'm gonna purge you, and I'm going to make sure you stay productive. And the second thing she told us on Sunday is how we need to put God first. And that's what Jesus was saying when he said, I have loved you. I gave you the example to live by. I did it first. Now you do it one to another. See, if we don't pray, we can't love at this level. Oh, help me, God.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I can just speak for myself, because I know the natural man that I used to be.
Yeah.
If I did not pray naturally, instinctively, I cannot live up to this expectation right here.
Yeah.
He said, love, because, Pastor, even with that massacre, it's hard to tell people to love when stuff like that happens.
Yeah.
So we need to understand God is asking you and I to stay connected to him, to have this kind of love one for another.
Yeah.
And finally, glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to pray for one another and cover one another, because he says we're already clean with the word.
My God.
Jesus is the source. He said, I am the vine.
Jesus.
He is the electricity. He's the food. He's the gas. He's the fuel that keeps us going. He said, but you got to stay plugged into me. That's how you can love. That's how you can keep going. That's why we pray. Because we won't give up on God if we stay prayed up. Because it won't be about us, but it'll be about him.
My God.
Oh, my God.
My God. My God.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Your word challenges us today, because your word says we are already clean with the word that you have spoken over us. The world teaches us that we need to merit, that we need to earn blessings, that we shall, Father God, in the name of Jesus, got to be right in so many ways to have your blessings come our way. But the gospel of grace doesn't teach that. You're going to bless us just because you can.
Yes.
Just because you will. And just because you're God. Yes, we need to live holy. But God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, that you allow us to come up a little higher.
Yes.
Even the person that fell short, the person that failed, the person that falled, the person that, glory be to God, missed the mark. We pray for them right now to be strengthened.
Yes, God.
There is no condemnation.
Yes, Lord.
Unto those of us who are in Christ Jesus.
Yes, God.
I rebuke condemnation. Jesus said, where are those who condemn you? To the woman caught in adultery. He said, neither do I condemn you. God wants us to be convicted when we make a mistake, but not to be condemned. So right now, we pray, Lord,
yes,
that we have the liberty and the freedom,
God,
to keep moving forward.
Thank
not by power, kara ashata, not by mic, ro kare e koro, but by the spirit of the living God, kile e koro, hasheke e kobo. In the name of Jesus, we pray for a heavenly language for every person under the sound of our voice. We pray, Lord, to speak in the spirit in the name of Jesus,
yes,
for every person who desires a gift of tongues. We pray right now for the supernatural gifts in the body of Christ to be made manifest, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Remove our natural way of thinking.
Hallelujah.
Remove, Lord, in the name of Jesus, our own intellect.
Hallelujah.
You said, lean not into your own understanding,
thank
but in
you.
All your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct our path.
Yes,
so, Lord, help us not to lean on our own brain power,
yes,
our own limited knowledge, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But our eyes have not seen. Our ears have not heard. It has not entered our heart what you have prepared for us who love you. Our marriages can work.
Yes.
Our families can function.
Yes.
Oh, the devil is a liar.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we bind up that spirit of divorce.
Yes.
We bind up the spirit of sickness on tonight.
Yes.
We bind up that spirit of cancer and sugar diabetes, arthritis, migraine headaches. We bind up irregular blood pressure, low blood pressure, and high blood pressure. In the name of Jesus, abnormal thyroids. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. People having trouble with their eyesight. In the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit up. The spirit of infirmity. And oh, I pray you lift your hands right now. If you got sickness in your body, if you're on medication, lift your hands and receive the word of the Lord on tonight. By the stripes of Jesus, you have been healed.
Yes.
You have been made whole.
Hallelujah.
It is not the will of God for us to be sick.
Yes,
it is not the will of God for us to be hospitalized and disabled. It is not the will of God for us to be handicapped. In the name of Jesus, the blood over every life, the blood of Jesus over every dream,
the
blood of Jesus over every church, in every ministry. The blood will never lose its power.
Glory. Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus will never lose its power.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So right now, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You said what we bind on earth,
we worship you.
Will be bound in heaven.
We magnify.
What we loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. The Bible says Jesus gave us the keys. Listen, the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And it's no secret. He spoke to us through his word. The Bible says we can't even come to Jesus unless we are drawn. That's why so many unbelievers are in the world. When Jesus rose from the dead, he came to those who believed in him. He could have showed himself to the unbeliever, but he chose. Oh, my God. Pastor, he chose to show himself.
Yes.
To those who would trust him.
My God.
He didn't go to those who he knew wouldn't believe in him, no matter what he did.
Yes.
But he came to those. He said he came to his own. And I'm a child of God.
My God.
You're a child of God.
Hallelujah.
We are the body of Christ.
Yes, God.
One Lord, one baptism, one God, one faith.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you.
We thank
you. For resurrection power.
Yes.
Everything that has been dead,
thank
make
you.
It back alive.
Hallelujah. We bless you.
Give our kids college degrees that they can excel in life. Give our young people careers and jobs that they love and that they look forward to going to. Allow them opportunities, God, through education. In the name of Jesus, to create wealth.
Yes, Lord.
Give them the chance, God, and the grace afforded to them in the name of Jesus. Even the middle-aged people or the older people who want to go and complete education, make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
You're able, yes.
So your word says, cast all our cares upon you.
Yes, Lord.
Because you care for us.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We give our children to you.
Thank you.
I pray for my marriage of 20 years. I pray for my children and grandchildren that you would bless them in the name of Jesus. We pray for every child represented on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus. Every family at New Creation Church, every family on this prayer line, we lift you up before the Holy of Holies, the outer court and the inner court, and the Holy of Holies. We pray before God. He says, come boldly to the throne of grace.
My God, yes.
We're not timid on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We're not operating in fear and doubt and unbelief.
Yes.
We're not going to be passive when we pray.
Yes.
Pastor said it last week. We got to have confidence when we pray.
Yes.
We got to believe our words have power and authority in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus.
Have your way.
We thank you for every caller.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bind up that spirit of insomnia. I need to speak to that right now. Somebody's stressing out. Somebody's having trouble sleeping at night. And I speak peace over your life right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That's why we pray about it, so we won't worry about it.
My God.
I hope you hear the Holy Ghost tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
That's why we pray about it, so we won't stay up worrying about it. He says, why worry about it? Worrying adds nothing to our lives.
Nothing.
So if you find yourself in fear, whether it's over your children, over your finances, over maybe you got sickness in your body, God says, Jesus said, I leave my peace with you. My peace is upon you.
My God.
So, God, I pray for that person who's having trouble sleeping at night.
Yes, God.
That they will have a sweet slumber on tonight.
Jesus.
I pray for that person at that unrest. You said, enter into my rest.
Yes, yes.
So as my wife continues to pray, as we open up the phone lines later and take prayer requests and praise reports.
Yes, God.
The devil is a liar.
Hallelujah.
You're more than a conqueror.
Yes.
You already got the victory.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, God, because you are worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised, and we magnify your name. Just go ahead and praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Right where you are on tonight.
Lord.
Open your mouth and give him some praise.
Yes.
Open your mouth and magnify his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glorify his name on today. God, you are worthy. Hallelujah. And we glorify your name today, God. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. You're worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. You are worthy of the praise. Praise, oh God, and we just praise you on today, God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, for our day, God. We thank you for the jobs that we went to on today, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for money in the bank, God. We thank you for every need being met, God. We thank you for every bill being paid, God. We thank you, Lord, for the roof over our heads, oh God. Thank you for our houses, oh God. Thank you for our homes, oh God.
Yes.
Thank you for our apartments, oh God.
Glory.
In the name of Jesus, thank you for your divine favor, oh God, that's being released over the lives of your people.
You
said that goodness and mercy will follow us all of the days of our lives. Lord, you said in your word that you know the plans you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us. To give us a hope and a future. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are walking by faith and not by sight.
Come on.
Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight, oh God. Hallelujah. Some trust in horses and some trust in chariots, oh God. Some trust in silver and gold. Some trust in dollar bills and coins. But, Lord, we're going to put our trust in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And yet when we press, oh God, into your presence, oh Lord. We press, oh God, into your presence, Lord. We love you, oh Lord. Come on, take your mind off your problems and concentrate on him. Take your mind off your problems and focus on the Lord. Hallelujah. Put them in the front of your mind. Begin to focus. Put your mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow,
that's
enough worries of his own.
Right.
You cannot add one iota to tomorrow. You can't change it. But we know a God who can change tomorrow. We know a God who already knows the ending from the beginning.
That's right.
We serve a God who already has a great plan. We serve a God who's already working on your behalf. God is working behind the scenes. God is working on your behalf. God is turning that situation around. God is opening up the windows of heaven. He's pouring out the blessing for you and your family, for you and your children, for you and your spouse, for you and your loved ones, for you on the job, for you and your health, in the name of Jesus.
He's doing it.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. Mama, stretch forth your faith. Stretch forth your faith. Stretch forth your faith. Come on. Stretch forth your faith. Hallelujah. It's time for you to stretch forth your faith. Jesus told the man with the withered hand, he said, stretch forth your hand. My God, he was telling him, stretch forth your faith. Let me do it. You can't do it on your own. The doctors can't do it. My God. God, your fool and Bobo can't do it. Come on, you got to stretch forth your faith.
Family.
Put your trust in the Lord.
Yes.
Family can't do it. My God, you have tried everything. But God is saying tonight, stretch forth your faith. My God, get your faith back. Not only do you got to get your praise back, but you, because some of you have lost your praise, but you got to get your faith back.
Right.
God says, stretch forth your faith. Where is your faith? Oh, ye of little faith. My God, you were running well, but what hindered you? My God, did you listen to the naysayers? Did you listen to the haters? Did life happen? My God, did life suck the faith out of you? But God says he's breathing new life back into your dreams. He's breathing new life. He's breathing new life back into your hope.
That's right.
He's breathing new life back into your faith. My God, in the name of Jesus, you been disappointed, my God. But God says, I'm not a man that I should lie. Come on. Nor am I the son of man that I would repent.
He ain't changing
and change my mind
right.
about what I said about you. Stretch forth your faith. Stretch forth your faith. I just hear God say, stretch forth your faith. He says, like Peter said, if you tell me to come, Lord, I'll come. God says, come on, it's time to walk on water. It's time to come. It's time to get into the deep. You've been on the shallow end of your faith for too long. You've been on mustard seed faith for too long. But God says, it's time to get some water walking faith. My God, it's time to launch out into the deep. He said, we will do business in the deep water. My God. It's time to get up in the deep, my God. It's time to get to the, my God, to the point where the, it don't come up to your ankles, it don't come to your knees, it don't come just up to your loins, but this water got to come to the point where you got to swim in it. Come on. You got to swim in the anointed waters of the rivers of Ezekiel. You got to swim in it, my God. God says, if you launch out into the deep, my God, I will meet you there. I won't let you drown. I won't let you perish. I won't let you be ashamed.
Man.
I won't let you be the laughing stock. But I will give you the last laugh.
Mm.
I will bless you. I'm waiting for you. You've been waiting for me. But God says, I am waiting for you to stretch forth your faith, my God.
Great faith. He wants great faith.
Great faith, my God. Jesus said, you will bear much fruit. Pastor read the scripture. He said, you will bear much fruit. This is your season for bearing much fruit.
Come on.
I said, this is your season
right
for bearing much fruit. Now faith is.
Yeah.
This is your now season.
Mm-hmm.
This is your Kairos season. This is your appointed season.
Right.
This is your anointed season. This is your ordained season.
Mm-hmm.
This is your time when you get to meet with God's ordained plan for your life. All you got to do is step out and launch out into the deep, stretch forth your faith. Stay connected to the church. Stay connected to God. Stay committed to God. Stay committed to the work that he's giving you to do. And watch God move in your life. Stretch forth your faith. My God, in the name of Jesus, you're not going to drown. They're on the boat. They said, Master, the water's filling the boat. Don't you care? We're about to perish. God says, I want you to know that I do care, and you're not going to perish.
Right.
You're not going to drown. You're not going under. You won't fail this time.
Ooh.
Some of you have failed before. You won't fail this time. you won't fail this time. Stretch forth your faith. It's time to do it again. It's time to believe again. It's time to dream again. Get back out there. Get back out there. Go up. Get on the horse. You fell off the horse. Get back up on the horse. My God, I annihilate fear. I abolish fear. I bind up fear. In the name of Jesus, that spirit that came back. My God, you were running well. What hindered you?
Fear.
My God, you got scared. You let the lackadaisical take a hold of you. You let the status quo apprehend you. Break loose. Shake yourself loose. My God, you let the venom of the viper, my God, scare you and make you think that you were going to die out here. But you will not die, but you shall live and declare the words of the Lord.
Right.
Stretch forth your faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. Come on, get your joy back. Get your praise back. Get your faith back. Get your hope back. Get your back. Get your dream back. My God, get it back. Get your destiny back. Come on, get your power back. Get your peace back. Get your healing back. Get your strength back. You've been in the battle, but the battle, oh my God.
Take it back.
You've been in the battle. Yes, you have. You've been weary in the battle. But God said, guess what? You can exhale because the battle didn't take you out. Come on. Come on. It's time to live again. It's time to breathe again. Come on. It's time to get back to work. Come on. Who am I talking to? I'm talking to somebody out there. My God, you've been holding your breath. God says, exhale. My God, you've been holding your breath because you only half believe me, says God. But I need you to exhale. I need you to relax. I need you to believe me for real, my God.
Amen.
Take off the mask. Stop perpetrating. Stop faking the funk. Stop putting on an air and a brave front, a facade. My God, God said, get real with me. Come on, get real with yourself. Get real with people, my God, because I'm getting ready to give you a real breakthrough. I'm getting ready to give you a real blessing. I'm getting ready to give you a real manifestation. But I can't do it if you are hiding from me. Adam, where art thou? Where art thou? Eve, where art thou? Come on, somebody. You got to get naked and not ashamed before the Lord. Get your hope back, my God. Get your bounce back. Come on. We both wobble, but they don't fall down. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. Come on, jump up and rope-a-dope. God bless Muhammad Ali. Come on, come on, come on. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Ain't nobody prettier than me. Come on, come on. You got to get your rope-a-dope going. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, you gotta fake out fear. You gotta annihilate fear. Look fear in the eye and say, I ain't scared of you. I'm not scared. I'm not backing up in this season. I'm not backing down. Listen, I always say that the devil should have killed me when he had a chance. And guess what, y'all? I sat in for years and then the devil tried to come in and kill me, kill my anointing, kill my ministry, kill my voice. My God, shut me down. And I didn't know what was happening, but he almost had me, y'all, because something was going on in the supernatural realm. But I got to tell you right now, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm back. Come on. It's not like I'll be back, but I'm back. Come on. I'm back. I'm back. And the fight is on. I'm bigger. I'm better. I'm stronger. Who am I talking to? Come on. You got to say, I'm back, baby. I'm back. The devil tried to kill me, but I'm back. I'm bigger, I'm stronger, I'm better. Come on. I had to find myself. Come on. But I found myself in the master's arms. I found myself at the master's feet. and God breathed new life into me.
Amen.
Come on, somebody shout, I'm back.
I'm back.
Come on, I'm back. I'm back. Come on, we back. Come on. Cancer couldn't beat us. Come on. I said cancer couldn't beat us. Huh? It took its toll, but it couldn't beat us. Pastor Andy had 1 year of having cancer in his body, but he's cancer free today. The man is back. Come on. The man is back. Come on. God, and to God be the glory. Ain't nobody did it but the Lord. Come on. To God be the glory. And God is saying to you, nothing is impossible for me.
Right.
If you just believe, can you believe God tonight? Will you believe God tonight? Stretch forth your faith. You will bear fruit. Fruit that remains. You may pop out with fruit.
Much
buzz coming up from the ground. Fruit manifesting in your life. Dreams coming true. My God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for what you're doing on this prayer line. We thank you for every person on this prayer line, God. Have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless every house. Bless every person. Bless every, Father God, every person who's connected, my God, to us through this prayer line. That is New Creation Christian Ministries prayer line family, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our family around the United States, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God. We thank you for the faith that's being stretched forth. We thank you for extending our tents of our borders. We thank you for expanding our territory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we are not just effective in the four walls, but God, that you have given us the influence outside of the walls, and it's to you be the glory, God, for the power that rests on this prayer line. So touch every home, touch every person, manifest truth. Pastor prophetically declare that as they stay connected to the vine, as we stay connected to the vine, that we will bring forth fruit, that we will bear fruit, we will be pruned, and we will bear more fruit, and we will be pruned, and we will bear much more fruit.
That's right.
So, Lord, I thank you for much fruit. I thank you for more fruit.
More fruit.
I thank you for exceedingly and abundantly above what we can think, ask, or imagine.
That's right.
So, Lord, we just thank you for this prayer line. We pray for, Father God, we pray for those families in Florida, oh Lord. Lord, we pray for those families of those who were victimized in Florida, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you would touch the grieving on tonight, God. Lord, you know, God, hallelujah. We know that, Father God, that was not your plan. As many people were trying to say that it was some kind of judgment on your part, God, we know that that was not you, oh God, but we know who was behind that, oh God. And Lord, we bind up every satanic spirit, oh God, every murderous spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we loose your power, we loose your healing, we loose your deliverance, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for sparing our families. We thank you, Lord, for sparing our children. We thank you, Lord, for sparing our loved ones. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will deliver and heal and set free, oh God, loose, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just praise you on tonight. As we continue this prayer line, God, we send healing. We send your healing power to Florida, God. Those who are in the hospital, those who are wounded, God, touch, oh God, touch them, Lord. Let them experience you, God. Let them know that you were there in that club and that you stopped it from being worse. Let them know, God, that you are there with them now, God, and that you are resting and ruling and abiding with them. So, Lord, we bless your name and we magnify your name. We pray for Greg Carter. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for healing, Greg. I see you, Greg. I see you sitting up in bed. I see you healed. I see you cancer free. And we declare and decree total healing over your life, Greg. And we speak to your spirit. And we say, Greg, be healed in the name of Jesus. Get up out of that bed of affliction. Get up out of that bed of sickness. And we speak healing over your life, Greg, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And we bless your name. And we pray for Vonnie on tonight, God. We thank you for continued healing. We thank you for no scarring, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing her mind, her body, and her soul. We thank you for your hand upon her life, God. We thank you and we praise you. And we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Somebody shout hallelujah to the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah to the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. We magnify your name. We're going to take some calls. We magnify your name, God. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised, God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. We glorify your name, God. Lord, manifest your glory on this prayer line. Manifest your glory in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus. We continue to magnify your name as we are going to open up the phone lines momentarily in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, for restoration on tonight.
Yes, yes.
Every area of life. We see those hands, and
yes.
If there are more callers that will call in, you press one on your phone,
yes,
and we will put you through and on the air. We just want to simply touch and agree with you tonight because there is power in agreement,
yes.
Power in unity.
Yes.
Take that first caller. Again, press one. We saw those hands, and we will get to every caller tonight. And we're taking this first caller from area code 111. We thank God for you this evening. Bless you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just praise God. I feel the anointing, the power, the presence in the pastor, in the prophets, in the intercessory. This Blog Talk Radio is on fire right now. I'm trying to get my rope-a-dope back. My rope-a-dope. I'm just trying to come back. And I'm going to do it in Jesus' name. So I just want to say this has encouraged me. This whole Blog Talk Radio just encouraged me right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to take this with me. I'm going to take it with me.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for that. And we're going to pray for you.
Yes.
A remain resilience, meaning that the ability to bounce back no matter what the enemy throws at you. The word declares when he come in like a flood, God is going to raise up a standard. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
God,
we pray for your man of God.
Yes,
today, Lord,
God,
in the name of
you,
Jesus.
Lord. We praise you,
know
God.
What he stands in
we
the need
you,
of.
Lord.
Touch
God,
him, Lord.
God.
Prosper
God.
Him,
thank
his
you,
family, those
yes,
who mean,
God.
Father God,
thank
who
you.
Are meaningful to him
God.
In the name of Jesus, his children,
God.
Grandchildren,
yes,
his loved ones, Lord,
you, Lord,
in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
God.
Cover them.
Yes,
Father God, make a way out of no way through the manifestation of miracles. Lord, hallelujah, whatever capacity he serves you in.
Yes,
and advance in your kingdom. I pray for resources.
Yes,
I pray that you give them the right people with the right influence
yes,
and the right
God.
Season, God. In the, kata
ashata,
in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
Use him, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Even as we approach Father's Day,
Lord.
Use him as a man of God that young men and older men can look at. Hallelujah. He is the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So, Father God, let him be an example
Jesus.
Of hallelujah. Of a man bearing fruit. Let him be an example, God. He said he's getting his rope and don't back. Let him be an example to show other men how not to quit on God. Let him be an example, God, in the name of Jesus, how you can learn. Hallelujah,
yes,
a message to a message.
Jesus,
let him be in the name of Jesus an example to bring your name glory. Let his family look on him.
Yes.
Let his children look
yes.
on him. Let his church
Jesus.
Look upon him.
Yes,
let his neighbors and
yes,
coworkers
yes,
look
Lord.
Upon his life.
Yes, God.
And
yes,
say, what must I do to be
yes,
saved?
My God.
In the
my
name
God.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
so, Father God, you know the plans you have for him.
Yes, God. Thank
you. Said before he was born, you
yes,
knew him.
God. We prayed.
Before
yes,
he was
Lord.
In his mother's womb,
oh,
you knew him.
Jesus.
So, Father God, and I decree no weapon.
Oh.
Yes. No weapon against you, my brother, will prosper.
Yes,
Oh, God.
No hater, no weapon, no enemy will ever defeat
you.
In the name of
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So, Father God, continue to strengthen him.
Hallelujah. Strengthen him.
And continue to give him wisdom beyond his years.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the anointing on his life that would destroy every yoke.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So I thank you, Lord. Even as he was encouraged tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even as he got his fire back tonight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. He got his joy and his praise and his power back.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank
so, Lord,
you.
I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Even in the memory of the great
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
thank you, Jesus.
Praise
you. We thank you and we praise you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
you say greater works will we
Lord.
Do.
Yes,
greater
Lord.
Works. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Father God, you know his private and his public prayers.
Yes, God.
And I
yes,
pray
Lord.
You meet them. In Jesus'
thank
name.
You, Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well,
hallelujah.
We thank you for calling tonight.
Go ahead and pray.
And
yes.
call us again and keep praising God.
Yes, hallelujah.
See that praise, the way, the way you praising him right now.
Yeah.
That praise is power.
Jesus.
And the enemy.
Go ahead, Pastor. Oh, my God.
The enemy.
Jesus.
The enemy, I see him trying to discourage you.
Jesus.
I see the enemy trying to frustrate you.
Jesus.
Yes,
I see the enemy trying to get you off track. But you're not one
Lord.
To be deceived.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You're not one to be deceived or easily tricked.
Jesus. Thank you.
You've been around long enough. You've been around
Lord.
A while.
Oh, Jesus.
And those little traps ain't gonna work no more.
Glory, Jesus.
Those little weapons.
My God. Oh,
those little weapons that he's using won't even work anymore.
Yes, Lord.
So I thank God that he has grown you up in the spirit. You're mature. The Bible says, when I was a child, I acted, I reasoned, I thought like a child. But when I became a man, and you're a mature believer.
Yes,
so, the attack is sometimes greater. But, my brother, you ready for it.
I'm ready.
The attack has intensified, but you are ready for it. Amen?
Amen. And yes, I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' dunamis power name. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Woo.
Glory
Let
to
praise,
his name.
Jesus,
yes,
I was excited because as my husband was praying for you, I just saw you bounce up in the spirit. It was like a springing up in the spirit, and it was like God. I heard God say, I heard him say, "It ain't over. You're just tired. You're just tired. It's not over. It's not over. You're in the middle. You're just in the middle of where God is taking you, and you haven't even begun to tip the iceberg. You haven't even begun to tap into the surface of where God is taking you. There's a deeper dimension, my God, and another realm that God wants to take you. But there's been some prohibition. There's been some hindering spirits. I bind up every hindering spirit in the name of Jesus that's been trying to stop this man of God from going where God has ordained for him to go. It's been it's almost like a religious spirit that's been trying to hinder you and stop you. My God, and it's almost like you can see them, you can feel them, even when you're ready to move out and do the things that God called you to do. It's almost like you can almost feel it holding you, that spirit trying to hold you back. And it's not the people, the people are there, but it's the spirit working through the people. My God, hallelujah. And you done got tired of people, you got frustrated with people, but God says it's not over. It's not over. God has his word on your life, and his word that is on your life shall manifest. It shall come to pass. So you got to get your rope-a-dope back. You have to get your blouse back. My God.
Yes.
Put the gloves back on and knock the devil on his butt in the name of Jesus. Because he shouldn't have let you get back up. Oh, my God. Because now out, it's another round. My God, see, you're coming back with a higher intensity than what you had before. My God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, because you already passed that test, so you can't go back there anymore where you just came from. You already passed that test, so you can only go higher and deeper in the Lord. My God, you can only manifest greater, greater. God says greater awaits you. Greater is coming. There's greater coming for you. My God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And I just hear God saying there's a stirring in your belly. And God says, don't be afraid of the anointing that's being released in your in this season, in your life. My God, because that's the power that's going to propel you, my God, into your destiny. There's prosperity waiting for you. My God, there's another ministry that God has for you to do. My God, hallelujah. There's some people, my God, that are going to be influenced by God, what God has put in your belly. There's greatness on the inside of you, man of God. I said, God said there's greatness on the inside of you. My God, hallelujah. And that's what the devil has been after. I'm going to shut up because I'm so excited. But he's been after your anointing. My God, the enemy has been after the anointing. I feel it. There's a welling up on the inside of you, and that's what God wants you. He wants you to lay out before him. The Lord says, lay out, lay prostrate before me. I need you to lay prostrate before me and just cry out to me, because God's getting ready to move in your life in another realm, and it's going to be you and God, just you and him. He said, just lay out before me. And call out to me, because I'm getting ready to take you somewhere else, says the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, I pray you receive that word. We are here every Tuesday night, 7:30 to the 9 o'clock hour. And we pray you call us back with a praise report of the manifestation of miracles that God's about to give you. Amen.
Jesus, thank you all for pouring it out for me, pouring out the Holy Spirit on me. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to receive this.
Well, you're welcome.
I thank you for the fire that you have on this show, Father. Father, God bless this man of God and this woman of God who just poured it out, this Holy Spirit on me, Father. And I am ready to do your will, Father, because you are the oil and the engine in my body that keeps my heart going, in Jesus' name. So I must receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, God bless you, my brother. Paul. Keep fighting a good fight of faith. And call us again. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Call
us
again. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, my brother. Amen. Oh, Lord, I feel the fire in there, brother. I don't know. There's something. Amen. Let's take it. Oh, God bless you, my brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Go ahead. Oh, we got to take another call. I'm on fire. My God, to God be the glory. And every day, call.
This line is on fire tonight.
This line is on fire. To God be the glory. Area code 915. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. I'm just hopping in a minute because I'm going to move out of the way. But it's in my spirit to just encourage every caller on this line. I see it again. I see that the only image that I have to express it is a mom. You know, mothers are prepared when they have their babies, that those babies are going to be nourished by that milk that the mother has. And if those babies don't put on that milk, then those mothers get engorged. And I just want to encourage everyone on this prayer line, press in and take hold of what God has through our pastors, through these precious vessels of God. He has anointed them for this time and for this prayer line. Reach out, take what God has for you. God, Jesus is called the breasty one, and he has something in store for you. So, like I said, I just wanted to say that, encourage folks on the prayer line. And I just feel like I'm at the altar just stepping back and supporting the pastors as y'all are praying over people, and the ministry is going forth and that anointing is going forth. So be blessed. Amen.
Well, we thank God for that daughter.
Yes.
And we thank God for that confirmation and that affirmation of the Spirit of God moving in the earth realm.
Yes.
And you're absolutely right. This prayer line is like that upper room.
My
they
God.
Were all on one accord with one heart, Jesus. One mind. And the power of God moved on every life.
Yes.
And that brother just called. He felt the fire.
Yes.
You got the fire. We got the fire.
Amen.
And the enemy's trying to divide families and marriages and destroy people's finances. But the devil is a liar.
Ain't gonna happen.
And as you say,
ain't gonna happen.
God, amen.
Oh,
amen.
Oh.
And
amen.
You just declared that God has already provided.
Jesus.
And he is the source. And that's why we read John 15. He said, I am the vine. So he is the source. And as you said, he already made provisions for us. Let us pray. Father,
yes,
I thank you that the enemy won't deceive. We won't deceive any more people on this prayer line. The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. So as Pastor said, we can't go by what we see. We can't go how we feel. We can't even go by what we're hearing, but we got to go by the word of God. Your daughter already said that you have already made provision, like the ram in a bush. Help us to open up our spiritual eyes and see what you have already provided. In the name of Jesus. And Pastor Rebecca, bind it up fear. So we bind up fear. That fear is trying to get in the way of faith. They can't reside in the same space. I said fear and faith.
Reside
in the same space.
That's
so, Lord, we're going to walk by faith and not by sight.
That's
we don't have to figure it out because you already worked it out.
I say he worked
it
out.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for being the source.
Hallelujah.
Those who are unemployed, you already made the job possible. Those who are depressed, you already restored their joy. Those with sickness in their body, you already manifested the miracle, God. So help us remove that unbelief, God. Remove that double-minded doubt that sometimes we get. And help us to walk by faith. Now touch Sister Rita. Touch her, God. She has been faithful over a few things. So allow her hands to be blessed. Let her be like that Psalm 1 tree planted and bring forth much fruit. In due season.
Yes, Lord.
You said everything our hands will touch will prosper. She's not standing in the way of the wicked, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful, nor interceding and being around mockers. But her delight is in the law of the Lord.
Yes.
And she's meditating on your word day and night. So God, help her to be blessed. So I thank you for her life.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Overwhelm her with blessings.
Thank you, Lord.
Overwhelm her with abundance. Show out, God, in her life that others will be coming to you through her. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Her family's going to look at her joy and her peace. Her co-workers and her neighbors and her friends going to look at the supernatural God that dwells on the inside of her. And they're going to ask her, how can I get what you got?
Yes, God.
So, Lord, use her in this season. Use her in this season.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Fill her up, Lord. Fill her up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, light the fire, oh God. Continue to keep the fire lit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, even now, as you meet every physical need, God, we thank you, Lord, for meeting every spiritual need, God. We thank you, Lord, for the supernatural realm, God. Because, Lord, we know that where you are, oh God, that the fullness thereof is.
is, oh God. In your presence, oh God, is fullness of joy. In your presence, oh God, is provision. In your presence,
glory,
oh God,
glory, glory,
is
glory,
peace, oh God, is prosperity. In your presence, oh God,
yes,
is power. In your presence is peace, oh God. So Lord, touch, oh God, touch Sister Rita on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And bless her, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Bless her, oh God. Stir up the anointing, oh God, that's already been deposited on the inside of her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Lord, we want you. We want you. We want you. She wants you, oh God. She wants you, oh God. She wants more of you and less of her. More of you and less of her, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for what you're doing in her life, God. In the name of Jesus, she is that human torch. That she is that human torch, oh God. That she's light and fly fires everywhere she goes, oh God. That people are like Pastor Emily prayed, falling in love with you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Through her, oh God. The God in her, oh God. You in her, oh God. Bring your soul salvation. You in her, oh God. Bring in deliverance. You in her, oh God. Bring healing. Shut up, and fill her, God. Fill us, fill every person on this line, God. Fill us afresh and anew, God. In the name of Jesus, touch us. We're at your altar, God. Abraham built an altar, oh God. So many of our fathers of old built altars, oh God. Lord, forgive us for not building altars, oh God. We build an altar to you, oh God. And Lord, we say, touch us. We lay ourselves on the altar tonight, God. And we say, touch us with your fire, God. In the name of Jesus, and burn up everything that's not like you, Lord.
Yes,
oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Burn up unforgiveness, and burn up bitterness. Burn up anger, and burn up, oh God, sin.
Wow.
Burn up on lust, oh God, and burn up, oh God. Hallelujah. Everything, oh God, that's displeasing to you, oh God. Every bad habit, oh God. Burn it up. Oh. And Lord, let us be purified. Purify us, God. You can do it, God. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. So thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For lighting your fire on this prayer line tonight, God. Lord, thank you for lighting your fire in myself and my husband, God. Lord, thank you, Jesus, that we're no ways tired, God.
Yes,
Lord, we
just
thank you and we praise you and we bless your name. So bless Sister Rita. Bless her and bless her indeed with every physical and spiritual and necessity.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. Daughter, thank you for standing in the gap for us and with us as we pray on tonight, standing at the altar like you've done so many times at New Creation. You're still there, standing in the gap with me and Pastor, and we love and appreciate you for that. And Father God, we pray for our grandchildren, our children right now, for all of her family members, for her husband, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We ask that you would touch each and every one of them, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know, oh God, the plans that you have for this family. And Lord, we just thank you in advance, God. Let us wait on you. Let us not grow weary. Let us, Father God, continue to hold out, Father God, that bloodstained banner, oh God, for what you have spoken over our lives. Oh, get your bounce back. Get your faith back. Stretch forth your faith. God says, stretch forth your faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so, Lord,
yes,
we can
yes,
thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord, for this
hallelujah.
Family. Oh, in New Mexico. We thank you for this family in New Mexico, God. We praise you, oh God, for your hand upon their lives. Touch your oil. Pour out your blessing. Glory yourself upon this family in Jesus' mighty name. Pour out your your direction. Let them see you, God. Open the eyes of every blinded person. Open every blinded eye, God, so that they can see. Open every deaf ear so that they can hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
But we thank God for you. We're about to send a street team out, and we might have to get you back up here just all week. We're about to hit the
plane, and
you can represent us down there in New Mexico.
Just keep praying.
Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus.
Yes.
All right, I'm calling y'all up. I'm calling you up to the altar. It's like I'm standing there at the altar looking back at the congregation. I'm calling y'all up. Come on. God has something for
Amen.
You. Bless you, Pastor. I'm signing out. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. She is
Hallelujah.
A blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
She will never be depleted. She loves
Amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank God she's part of our family. Amen. Any more callers, if you press 1 on your phone, we will put you on the air and pray with you and pray for you. We know that God is working in and through your life and your family. The Lord loves you, and we thank God, amen, even as you represent and stand proxy for maybe that family member tonight or that person that you know needs prayer. That's what Pastor Rebecca and I were praying for. When she says Greg Carter, he's a dear friend of ours, and he's battling, but he already got the victory.
Yeah.
He already has the victory. So
Woo.
We speak, Greg, and we sing your word.
Yeah.
He lives in Alabama, but he's in Arkansas hospital now.
Yes, Lord.
Literally fighting for his life.
Yes.
But we're believing that he's cancer-free.
Yes, God. You did it for my husband. You can do it for Greg.
Let me tell y'all about prayer. Some of the doctors said he wouldn't even make the flight.
My God.
Alabama to Arkansas.
Jesus.
But God kept him.
God kept him.
As simple as a helicopter ride. That's how God keeps us. When there are doubters, when there are naysayers, we got to trust God.
Yes.
God is going to satisfy that young man with long life. We decree it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We're going to take another caller, and we are still believing God for each and every caller tonight. Take that next caller, Pastor. Yes, that caller right there. And that is that area code coming from 770. You are on the air tonight, and God bless you. We thank God for you.
He is, without a doubt, the most legendary man ever lived. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
For I have come not to call the righteous, but the sinners. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
Yes,
put
please,
your
Lord.
Hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book, I want to tremble. When I read about the part where the carpenter cleared the temple, for the buyers and the sellers were no different fellas than what I profess to be. And it causes me shame to know they're not the people we should be. So put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hands in the hands of the man from Galilee. Mama told me how to pray before I reached the age of 7. She said, there come a time where there'll probably be room in heaven. But I'm feeling kind of guilty by the number of times to do what we must do. And well, he said, we figured that he still make room. So put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water.
Yeah.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Hands in the hands of the man of Galilee.
And so that is why we should put all our worries in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
Yes.
I put all of my worries in God's hands, and may it be his will. I don't know if I mentioned it to you, Pastor Rebecca. I've already gotten I haven't gotten a court date for my disability benefit, but they've already gave me the name of the judge that's going to take care of my case. I don't remember her name, but I'm gonna put that in Jesus' hands. It's at his time, whenever he feels that it's ready. And I pray to God, to him be all the glory, because we should not worry about what's going to happen in the future, because the future's not here and the future's not promised.
Yes.
I mean, look at those people that passed away this past weekend. They had no idea what was going to happen to them. And we shouldn't worry about what happened before or the past, because that's already gone. So we should only worry about today, about what's happening today, and give thanks to God that we were able to wake up this morning. He was able to wake us up, because there were a lot of people that didn't wake up this morning. And I give him all the praise and all the glory. Whenever I open my eyes, I give him thanks. It really hurts my heart to know about those people that lost their life this weekend. And I've been kind of sad, praying for them, praying for their parents, praying for the families that are going through so much right now. But I know that God will take care of those that are feeling hurt. And,
yes.
I mean, God bless them, and may they all rest in peace. And it's just something that we all have to think, you know, give thanks to God for today, because really tomorrow is not promised. So I would like, you know, to say prayers for them, and just to pray that it's God's will when that time comes that my court date will bring me the victory. So
amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. The
Lord,
honor
the glory
and the
Jesus.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Put our hands in your hands, oh God. Because you are the one who is able, God. You are the one that holds our future, God. You are the one,
yes,
oh God, moving on our behalf.
Yes,
Lord, Father God, we pray, Father God, for those
yes,
in Florida once again,
yes,
Lord. Lord, we don't even have words, oh God, to express,
yes,
Father God. Father God, the amount of sadness that we
yes,
have experienced as a result of that news, God. It could have been anyone, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, Father God, no one should have had to have died senselessly like that, oh
yes.
God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Father God,
thank
for those
the
bullets missed. Oh
yes,
God.
Right,
and Lord,
yes,
we pray
yes.
right now, Father God, for the families, God. Lord,
yes,
we pray
Lord,
right now, God, that those who know you will be comforted by you, oh
yes,
God.
Lord,
and
yes,
those
Jesus.
Who don't know you, oh God, will look unto you in this
yes,
season,
Lord.
Oh God. Because Lord, we know that you can dry every tear, oh God. And Lord,
yes,
we know,
Jesus.
God, that you, Father God, can help,
hallelujah.
Oh God, in the time of trouble. So, Lord, we
yes,
pray for
God.
Those family members, God. We pray for the
yes,
friends.
Lord.
We pray for the loved ones. We pray for the children
yes,
of those
Lord.
Who were slain, the parents, oh God. Lord, that
yes,
you would be, Father God, that comforter. That you would be, Father God, hallelujah, that
hallelujah,
one, Father
Lord.
God, that will be there, our ever-present help in the time of trouble. And, Lord,
yes,
we
Lord.
Know that you are, Father God, we know that you're there, and we know that you are moving, God, because you said when the enemy comes in like a flood, that your
yes.
spirit raises up a standard against
yes.
him. So, Lord, we just bind up Satan right now, and we bind up that spirit of murder, and we bind up
yes.
that spirit of hatred, and we bind up that spirit, hallelujah, even that ISIS.
racist spirit, oh God, that spirit of killing in the name of religion.
Yes, and
in the name of peace, Lord. Oh God, hallelujah. The light demon, oh God, and we lose, Father God, your peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We lose your healing in Florida. We lose your healing over the lives of those who are on this prayer line, who have been impacted by what happens. And God, we ask, Father God, that you will touch each and every one of us, God. You give us that peace that surpasses all understanding, God. Lord, touch our children. Touch our children. Touch and protect our children. And touch and protect our grandchildren. And touch and protect those that we love. And God, Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on those in Florida. Have mercy on the parents
of this young man who killed those people. Have mercy, oh God, on America. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy on us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us to walk pleasing to you, God. Help us, oh God, to deal with tragedy. Help us, oh God. Hallelujah. To bounce back, oh God. Help us, oh Lord. Hallelujah. To keep praising you, to rejoice in you always, God, even as we mourn with those who mourn, God. Help us, oh God, not to give up on you, God. Help us, oh God, hallelujah, not to turn away from following you, God. So, Lord, we just thank you for Sister Maria. Thank you for her life. Thank you for her praise, oh God. Thank you that she always has a praise, oh God. Lord, so, Lord, we ask for favor. Oh, Lord, we ask that you release favor on her behalf, oh God. Lord, you know what she's facing. Even as she goes to court, God, the hand of the king is in your hand. The heart of the king is in your hand. I said the heart of the king is in your hand. The heart of the judge. Oh, listen, somebody need to hear this. God is in control. Come on. No matter what you're facing, God is in control. Come on. God is in control. He's bigger. He's greater than the court system. He's greater, my God, than the suicide bomber. He's greater than a sniper. Come on. God is greater. Our God is greater. So, God, we know you are greater than the judicial system. And, God, you know you are in Maria's future in your hands. And Lord, we know that you're going to provide for her. So Lord, we thank you that it's already done. Thank you that it's already done. She already has
the victory, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That the money
lost their lives. They were very young, and we're just going to continue to pray as so many services are going to go forward.
My God.
They said mourn with those
My
who
God.
Mourn. And there's many people who've been hospitalized also, so we got to continue to pray that they would come through their injuries. Amen. Father, we thank you. We're praying for every mother, Mother May Thomas and Carmen and Miriam and so many mothers, Gail, and so many mothers represented, Lori and Rita, all the mothers on the prayer line, Maria, and all those who have called in and not called in, cover their children and their grandchildren. We thank God in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you, in the name of Jesus, continue to provide for us. You continue to put a shelter around our families supernaturally in these uncertain days. God, we will not let the spirit of fear rule our lives.
Yes, yes.
Terrorists, no matter what's going on, help us not to be afraid and get scared.
Yes.
Help us to trust you, Lord,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the ungodly. We pray for those who are perpetrating crimes and violence. We pray for the gun control to get under control.
Not just
gun laws, not just legislation. But, Lord, there are a lot of illegal handguns and legal handguns that are doing deadly things. So we pray, God, that you supernaturally come and do something about gun violence. So we pray in the name of Jesus for all of our politicians, our current president and our future president.
Yes.
Every mayor, every governor,
every
clergy, every councilman, councilwoman, every senator, U.S. senator, in the name of Jesus, every mayor or over every major city, even minor cities, Lord, touch from the assemblyman to the local politician, our schools and our prisons. Cover, God, in the name of Jesus, all the men and women in law enforcement. Cover them, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Those nurses and doctors working in hospitals, cover them in the name of Jesus. All of our educators and higher institutions and colleges and universities, cover them, Lord. All of our military forces that keep these United States of America safe, cover them in the name of
Jesus.
So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
And we praise you.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor and I did a wedding on Saturday, and we're praying for every marriage.
Every marriage.
We got some newlyweds on Saturdays, Minister Andre and Sister Shatika singly. We were honored to marry them, but we pray for every marriage represented on this prayer
Everyone,
line.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That your marriage will be tight.
My God.
You will be that one flesh, the two becoming one flesh. Mm-hmm. Therefore shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife, and the two shall be one flesh, submitting one to another under the hand of God. So, Lord, we bind up divorce.
Yes.
We bind up that spirit of separation.
Yes, God.
We bind up that spirit of division and discord.
Yes, God.
And we speak unity to every family.
Yes, Lord.
The word says, children, obey your mother and your father that your days might be long. So we pray for obedient children.
Yes.
We pray for godly offspring right
Thank
now.
Jesus.
We pray for posterity.
Mm.
That means our seed will be blessed in Jesus' name. He said to the third and fourth generation, for those who love him, he will bless them.
Mm.
So don't worry about your children. Pray for your children in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hi,
Thank
Mom.
You, Lord. Amen. We're going to pray for my mother. Mom, if you want to come on, just press 1. Some people would love to hear from you. They've never heard your voice. Amen. If you just press 1, we'll put you on the phone. You don't have to. Amen. We're going to pray for my mother. Father God, I just thank you for my mother, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for her life, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For birthing her into this earth. Lord, thank you for what she deposited into me and my siblings, oh God. And our husbands and our wives, oh God. Lord, we just praise you, oh God. And we worship you for, Father God, the wisdom wisdom that you've given this woman, O God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she is a good mother, a godly woman, O God, that she loves you, O God, that she serves you, that she praises you, O God. So, Lord, even now, God, during her time, Father God, even as she is, Father God, still in the mourning process, God, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to comfort her heart, God, that you will continue to strengthen her and her sisters, O God, that they're my sisters, O God, and my brother, O God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless her and bless her indeed. Lord, continue, Father God, to stir up your anointing in her belly. Continue, O God, to use her mightily for your glory as she blesses this family, God, as she is the matriarch of our family, God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Mother May Thomas, God. We thank you for her life. We thank you for keeping her in good health. We thank you for restoring her sight. We thank you for healing, O God. We thank you for deliverance, God. We thank you for giving her good health, God, and long life, God.
Yes.
With long life, will you satisfy her?
Right.
Because she sets her delight on you, O God. So, Lord, continue to keep her. Let your joy be her strength, O God. Give her a peace that surpasses all understanding. And, God, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. Lord, lift her. Be the lifter of her head. Be the brother that sticks close. Be the friend that sticks closer than a brother. Be the lily in the field and the will in the middle of the will, O Lord. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for being, O God, the doctor. And, Father God, the, anytime she visits her doctor for a physical, knowing that she will not face sickness, O God. And, Lord, anytime she needs anything legally, Lord, thank you for being her lawyer. Lord, we thank you for making ways out of no way. Thank you for her retirement house that you gave her to live in. Thank you for the car that she drives. Thank you, Lord, for the movement of her limbs. Thank you, Lord, for keeping her children. And, Lord, thank you for restoring relationships, even with me and my sister, O God. Lord, I pray for my sister, Rashida. I thank you for blessing her. I pray for my sister, Renee. I thank you for blessing her. I pray for my sister, Jackie. I thank you for blessing her. Heal my sister-in-law, Vonda, O God. Touch her body right now, God. In the name of Jesus, touch my brother and each and every one of my brothers, Lord. Touch each and every one of my mother's grandkids and her great-grands. And, Lord, we thank you for provision. Keep providing, God. And, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for keeping my mother, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, bless her sisters and keep them, O God. Restore their joy. Restore their joy. Restore their joy. Continue to heal them, O God, and give them sweet slumber. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We love you, Mommy. Hallelujah.
God.
And keep praising God. Hallelujah. Well, amen. To God be the glory. Our time is well spent. And we are going to go down from this place. We don't have any more hands raised. So we are going down from this place. We love each and every one of you. Happy Father's Day. The switchboard is full. I mean, so many people are here. Not everybody will come on every week. But we love you. We see you out there. We love you guys. Amen. God loves you. Jesus loves you. Remember, get your balance back. Stretch forth your faith. And you will bear forth much fruit. My God, nothing is impossible for you. Nothing will be impossible for you in this season. If you just believe, my God, God says we got to believe him. Stop looking at the circumstances. Stop looking at things. And stop looking at people. I'm on fire. I got to go. My God, but believe God. My God, God lit a fire in me. I was out riding around today, and God lit a fire in me. My God, the fire, the candles have the embers have been rekindled, my God. So God is doing a new thing. I don't know who this is for, but God is doing a new thing, my God. And if you will touch God in the supernatural realm, God will do everything you need him to do in the natural realm. My God, I came to prophesy to somebody. If you would just tap in, tap all the way in and obey God. Hear God and obey him and go after him like never before. Go after him like you did when you first believed. Then God says he's going to release a fresh anointing on your life. And everything that you need will be will be added unto you. Every need will be met.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So we got to go. We got to go. The Most Excellent Way meets on Thursday. Pastor Emily is coming back. The Most Excellent Way meets on Thursday. Meet us on Sunday at New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Listen. God is calling you in. If you're supposed to be there rolling up your sleeves, working with us, you need to get into position. Amen. God's taking off the gloves. He's saying this is the season for increase. This is the season for the work to be done at New Creation Christian Ministries. Amen. So we pray for this anointing to continue to overflow into that church over God's people. We thank you for Sister Carmen. Bless her, oh God. Bless her and her whole household. In Jesus' name, amen. 12:30 is our service time. 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey.
Amen. Before we sign off, I just wanted to personally wish every father a happy Father's Day. Brother Mingo, Brother Jamal, every grandfather, every father, may you have a blessed Father's Day this weekend. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for fathers. We thank God for men of God that are trying. And we thank God, amen, hallelujah. Even those of us, hallelujah, who are still believing God, we're yet a work in progress. But the word says, he who has begun a good work in us shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. So women of God, let's take care of the fathers this weekend. Let's bless them and encourage them. Men and boys and sons and fathers need so much encouragement, and we thank God for men and fathers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Good night.
This keeps me going.
Good night, everyone.
On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
it's gonna get better. Put the same old parents. Go in the room and ground your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have it.
You can't have it.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to him.
He won't be working out.
Yes,
if you believe in him.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.